Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Office. From 104.5 The Zone, a complete look at Middle Tennessee prep action. This is High School Sports Saturday with Tate Matthews.
Good Saturday morning. You're listening to High School Sports Saturday right here on 104.5 The Zone. Glad you're with us. Rainy Saturday morning out there today. So when you're heading to basketball or wrestling, wherever you're going today, I know past the field house on the way in here and it was already packed. So leave a little extra time to get there. Roads are slick, and make sure you get there safely. Hopefully you got a set of Yokohama tires from Gateway Tire. But if you do, I was real comfortable driving in today because I knew I had a good pair of tires on my truck. But anyway, something out there you think we need to know about, 615-737-1045. If you're on Twitter, give us a follow at Tate Matthews. That way you'll know who the guests are going to be each and every Saturday morning ahead of time. The lineup, the news brought to you by The Diner Nashville. And then we're going to get into our guests, talk a little wrestling today. Start off with wrestling with Coach Damon Smith. Brentwood High School Wrestling, one of the better teams in the mid-state, the whole state, and having a very nice season. A lot of really good wrestlers there. We'll be talking to him not only about Brentwood wrestling, but probably mid-state wrestling as a whole. Then we're going to go to Murphy Fair, the guru, going to talk a little high school coaching changes. There's been nearly 50 coaching changes so far in the state and head football coaches so far. We're not even to February yet, but almost 50 coaches so far. We're going to talk to him about some of those, some big hires and some interesting hires as of late. And then we're going to finish up with Ricky Rice, the first head football coach of Rockville, of the Rockville Rockets. For those that don't know what Rockville is, it's the new high school that will be opening in August of 2019 in Rutherford County. I think he's the first coach of any sport. But definitely the first head football coach. So talk to Coach Rice. Very excited about that. The news brought to you by The Diner Nashville. Football games today, you know where you need to go. The Diner Nashville. It's right there on the corner of 3rd and Demumbrium. Six-story, 24-hour restaurant. You can't miss it. I think sometimes we lose sight of that. Not many of us are open up that late. But if you are, it is a 24-hour restaurant. They serve food 24 hours a day. But worth going just for the views alone, and the first floor is an old school diner. Looks just like one. They got the black and white checkerboard tile, the pastry case, coffee, lattes, espressos, adult coffees and espressos. Also, second floor, the sports bar theme space, double-sided wall of TVs. Great place to watch the games today and tomorrow. Fourth and fifth, the stunning fine dining spaces. You can watch the game down on the second, go up and have dinner with your significant other. And traditional favorites there, but also some local favorites as well. Sixth floor, oysters, sushi, best selection of oysters in the downtown area. The Rockefeller, best in town. I love the Oyster Creole. Nashville Hot Roll, that's a sushi roll with Prince's Hot Chicken in it, and it is the best view in all of downtown. One of the few places in that area where you can go and don't have a band playing with you. You can have a conversation. So make the Diner Nashville your huddle point this weekend when you're downtown. Or any time during the week. Maybe before you go to Metallica. I don't know. Something like that. The Diner Nashville. All right, the boys' mid-state top 10 rankings. Number one, Mount Juliet defeated Wilson Central 54. This is the boys, by the way. Mount Juliet defeated Wilson Central 54-42 on Tuesday. Fell to Lebanon last night 48-52 in a region game. Only the second loss of the year for the Mount Juliet Bears. Big win for Lebanon last night. East Nashville, number two, they defeated Maplewood 58-55 on Tuesday. Defeated Hume Fogg 61-48. They continue to roll. Coach Faye's East Nashville Eagles continue to roll. Number three, Franklin had a big week. They defeated Brentwood 53-51. Came down to a last second shot. Great atmosphere, great game, as usual when those two got together. But they win on a last-second shot. A Brentwood missed last-second shot, 53-51. turn around and defeat Ravenwood last night, 71-57. Number four, Brentwood, as we mentioned, fell on a last-second shot Tuesday night to Franklin, 51-53 on their home court. They will see each other again. Came back and defeated a very good Dixon County team last night, 51-44. Number five, Brentwood Academy ends their losing streak and gets back on a winning streak of their own this week. They defeat Innsworth 71-52 Tuesday night, defeated Father Ryan 59-38. Coach Mike Voss, Vossi, Riverdale, they keep winning, still undefeated in region play. They defeat Smyrna 76-44 on Tuesday. They defeat Laverne 61-37 last night. Good Pasture continues to win. They're sitting at 19-1. They defeat Davidson Academy 63-60 Tuesday, and then Mount Juliet Christian last night 76-23. Blackman, number eight, defeated Oakland 46-60 on Tuesday. Excuse me, fell to Oakland 46-60 on Tuesday. Did not play last night. They have Siegel this Tuesday. Number nine, Innsworth fell to Brentwood Academy 52-71. Tuesday, and Centennial last night, 62-75. Huge win for the Centennial Cougars. Trey Carlton, Dusty Williams, both of them over 20 points. Number 10, Oakland defeated Blackman, as we mentioned, 60-46 on Tuesday, and then defeated Siegel 71-48 last night. On the girls, Mid-State top 10. Riverdale defeated Smyrna last night, 89-20. They are now 17-1. Innsworth defeated Centennial 63-21 last night. They are 11-2. East Nashville fell on Tuesday night to Maplewood 58-60. That gave East Nashville just their second loss of the season. Blackman, number four, fell to Oakland Tuesday night 49-50. Beach fell to Station Camp last night 42-45. Big shakeup in the girls' Mid-State top 10 coming, I would think. Number six, Brentwood Academy defeated Lipscomb Academy 53-27. Macon County defeated Smith County 64-35 last night, but fell Tuesday night to number eight, Upperman. Macon County now 18-5. As we mentioned, number eight, Upperman, I would say they're getting ready to move up. They defeated Livingston Academy 51-25 last night and had that big, big win over Macon County on Tuesday night. Number nine, Mount Juliet defeated Lebanon last night 51-34, sitting at 17-3. And number 10, Dixon County, fell in a region game last night to Brentwood, 49-62. Big bounce-back win for Coach Thrash and the Lady Bruins. They fell on a same deal as the boys' game. They got beat on a last-second shot to the Lady Rebels on Tuesday. Turn around and get a big win over league-leading Dixon County last night. So big bounce-back win by Coach Thrash and the Lady Bruins. All right, top boys' performances for the week. Reese Glover last night, 29 points, 5 3-pointers, and a 71-57 victory over Ravenwood. Mason McNatt, this guy can play, Coach McNatt's son, 29 points. He had 4 3-pointers and a 69-57 victory over Kipp Academy. Mia Murray of White County, 29 points, 10 rebounds, and a 72-60 victory over Ray County. Trent Turner, the Fairview Yellow Jackets, Coach Trey McCoy's team, they might be scoring more points than anybody out there. Trent Turner, 29 points, 6 3-pointers, and a 102-73 victory over Camden. We will be talking to him very soon. Top girls' performances for the week. Kenzie Arms, 29 points for Clay County and a 64-56 victory over Gordonsville. Emily Trucial, we mentioned that big bounce-back win for the Lady Bruins last night. She had 24 points, 4 rebounds, and a 62-49 victory over Dixon County. She has a twin sister, Delaney. I don't know that there are a set of twins that look any more alike than those two, and they can both play. Jada Anthony, Kane Ridge, 31 points, 4 3-pointers over Antioch. Lastly, there was a big football hire yesterday in the afternoon. Lipscomb Academy named former NFL Super Bowl-winning quarterback Trent Dilfer as their new head football coach. I know they're very excited about that. So congratulations to them and Coach Dilfer. This is his first coaching job, so it will be fun to watch this. I know a lot of excitement around that, so congratulations to Lipscomb Academy on putting that search to bed. We'll come right back with Damon Smith, head wrestling coach of Brentwood Wrestling, right here on High School Sports Saturday on 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday. Gateway Tire, right there in the heart of Cool Springs. Get out there and see Garth and the boys, 1021 West McEwen Drive. especially on a day like today. You cannot put a price tag on a good set of tires. They are the home of the Yokohama Tires, big supporter of the high school athletic scene in Williamson County. And so they support us. We need to get in there and support them, too. If you're heading out to the mall or something over the holiday weekend, you need anything done automotive but body work, drop it off at Gateway Tire. You can head back over to the mall, come back and pick it up. They'll get you in and out that day 99% of the time. Gateway Tire. We got Coach Damon Smith, Brentwood Wrestling, on the line. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, Tate. How you feeling, buddy?
Brother, I'm feeling great. How many push-ups and sit-ups have you already done this morning? I know you got up about 4:30.
we've had duels the last two nights. On Thursday night, we wrestled Centennial at Brentwood High School, and then last night we wrestled against Ravenwood, and then here this morning we are at the Middle Tennessee Wrestling Officials Association. They put on a freshman grand championships here at McGavick High School, so I'm walking around McGavick High School getting ready for this tournament. So it's been 3 days of nonstop action for us.
Is it only freshmen, or is it a JV tournament? What kind of tournament
is it? It is a freshman, a JV, and then they have a girls division now.
Awesome.
And so that's what's happening today.
Well, I love that, you know, that those guys, for those that have never wrestled, you know, it's a tough enough sport as is, but you can only start, 14 guys? You got 14 weight classes. So this is a great tournament for those guys to be able to get out there and get in some good matches. And you know, when you get when you're about wrestling with somebody or behind somebody that's really, really good, not only are they the starter, it's not like there's a substitution, is there, Coach? But going in and practicing with that guy every single day, man, that's hard work. And so a tournament like this is great for these guys to be able to get out there and perform for themselves.
That's true. That's true. And the way you get better in wrestling is it's not just a practice, but being able to take it to a tournament and get some experience on the mat. And so these young guys, this is what they get to do today, and they get to get some experience and knowledge and mat time, and it's good for all the wrestlers.
Not to put you completely on the spot, do you know how many teams are represented today?
I bet there's 30 teams here.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I want to talk about some of your wrestlers, but before we do that, kind of talk to us about, you mentioned duels earlier this week. You had, I believe, fell to Centennial earlier in the week, correct?
That is correct.
And then came back with a bounce back victory over Ravenwood, and then you go into the tournaments. You know,
yep.
Is it hard to switch from duel to tournament? You know, in a day, because it is a little bit different.
It is a little different. So, a duel is the team versus the team, and individuals are going to wrestle individuals and score points. And based on how they score points is how many team points you get. Kind of like a touchdown compared to a field goal type of deal. And so we are now at the point where our regular season is over, and we are getting into our dual championships for the state. And so 2 weeks from this weekend, we will have the TSSAA dual state championships at Ag Center in Williamson County. And right now, in our region, is Williamson County and Metro. So right now in Williamson County, you have the two teams from the north, which Centennial's one, Brentwood is two, and in the south, Independence is one, and Page is two. So on Tuesday night, we'll have the district duels where we will wrestle, Brentwood will wrestle Independence, and Page will wrestle Centennial, and those two winners will wrestle for the championship. But those two winners also will advance to Thursday night's regional tournament, which will wrestle number one and number two from Metro, and the two winners will end up going to the state duels. And so that's the importance of what we have going on right now, team-wise, and the duel schedule.
Wow, that's big. And what that also means is Tuesday night, two really good teams are going home.
That is very true. Two teams will go home Tuesday night, and we'll end up seeing who those teams are. But, man, if you want to catch a good wrestling, Centennial High School on Tuesday evening should have some really good matches and some really good duels. So,
will you have, Coach, will you have two mats going on, or will Centennial and Page go? Okay.
No, there'll be two mats.
Man, that's double whammy, man. You get two for the price of one.
There you go, man. Can't beat it.
Let's talk about some of the Bruin wrestlers this year. Really, you know, one of the most tradition rich programs in the state. Kind of, you know, like all schools and public schools now, when they're building schools, kind of had a little, I don't know, yeah, a little lull in the program, right? But it's bounced back really the last few years, and really back on a high note. You've got a lot of guys that are really, really doing some great things on the mat right now. But let's talk about Skylar Coffee.
Man, Skylar Coffee is a specimen of a human being.
And, yes.
He's our 220-pounder, and he has probably 3% body fat. He wants to be a professional bodybuilder someday, and he's on his way to do that. But currently this year, he's a junior, and he is 42-1. And out of the 42 wins, 41 of them are pins. He's pinned every kid. And so he's a guy we can count on. And he's going to go out and score our team points for us. And I couldn't be more proud of that boy. He's ranked number one in the state of Tennessee at 220 in public school. And I feel pretty positive that if we stay on the right track, we're going to win it this year at 220. So he's done a great job for us. We're proud of him. We've got some other guys in our lineup. Johnny Mack Feldhacker. He's our 170-pounder. He's been wrestling since he's a little kid, and he's doing real well this year, and we expect good things out of him. Brendan Jennings is our 120-pounder, and he's done real well. He's one of our point scorers, as well as Cooper Finch, who's at 138, and Garner Jones at 152. Those are some of our studs that we can really count on this year, and we're excited to see what they're going to end up doing here going into the playoffs and state time.
You're exactly right, and that's a good lineup right there. And they're all different, right? They all have their different strengths. You mentioned Johnny Mack Feldhacker. It's been fun to I've watched him. I think he was wrestling when he came out of the womb, or if not, definitely when he was in diapers. But it's been fun to watch him, you know, grow. He's gotten bigger, and I would be willing to bet. I think it's a safe bet. I don't know that anybody has more wrestling knowledge than Johnny Mack as a junior.
I agree with you. He's been going to camps and tournaments since he, like you said, he was in the diaper. And he's a good guy that we can always count on. And he helps us out with some of our younger kids. And he's a leader on our team, and we're proud of that boy.
Coach, you mentioned Skylar. All of his wins are by pins. You know, that sounds impressive, but I don't think sometimes you lose sight of how impressive that really is. 220. Really is an athletic heavyweight. That's what that class is. I mean, there are some dudes in that class. And when you're pinning all those guys, I mean, you're pinning – this isn't like the 103 class. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that is that's even more impressive in the 220 class, I think.
Yep. Big guys, man. Big guys, big strong guys. He's out there competing with them, and he manhandles most of them. And he's impressive to watch. If come watch him on Tuesday night, you'll see some good stuff.
So right there in those middle classes, you mentioned Brennan Jennings, and then you've got Cooper Finch and Garner Jones. I believe I know Garner's a junior. Well, what is Cooper, junior or senior?
Yep, junior too. We've got a real good junior class.
So expecting big things again next year. But that junior, Johnny Mack's a junior.
That's right.
When you look at that class, they've really been a big part of this as you all are building this thing back up. And how much success? I'm guessing Cooper and Garner probably wrestle together some. There's a lot of wrestling in between with those guys. How much those guys pushing each other in the wrestling room is a recipe for the success that they've had?
So to be a good wrestler, you got to have a good partner. You got to have somebody that's dependable and you can count on them. And typically, a lot of times you'll see wrestlers be successful in pairs. And I can remember back when I was at Father Ryan, several guys who would compete with each other every day in the practice room, and they would make each other champions. And they say that iron sharpens iron, and so get in there, get in the wrestling room, and push each other, and that's how you make each other better. And that's what we try to get our boys to do every day, and they buy in pretty good. And but that's how it's done. It's just knowledge and hard work. It's such a tough sport. It's a very, very tough sport. Just getting out on the mat and having to wrestle for 6 minutes. I mean, just try to go out and wrestle with somebody for 1 minute and see how you feel, but then try to think about doing it for five more minutes. And then if you tie, you got to go into overtime. And so it can be pretty exhausting for sure.
Yeah, without a doubt. Back to your and it's a very but it's a very rewarding sport as well.
It is. I've always said the success that I've had in my personal life is attributed to what I learned as a kid in wrestling, and just the mental toughness, the determination, and the work ethic that that sport taught me has carried me through in life. And I think it's actually the greatest sport there is. And, you know, most kids are not going to be an Olympic champion, but this sport will make you a champion of life.
Okay, back to the duel, the district duels, region duel, region duels, whatever we're going to call them. We keep changing it. Tuesday
yep.
night. This
Tuesday
is how
the district. Yep.
District.
Right.
This is how important this tournament is. We can't count our chickens before they hatch. But history says that the Wilco region is going to put one or two teams in the state tournament. Right.
That's
so
right.
If you can get through the district, you've got a really good chance to get through the region, and then you all are going on to the state duels. Hopefully, two of you. So that's how big Tuesday night is. Kind of give us a kind of put your wrestling insider hat on, not Brentwood High coach. Give us a kind of a snapshot of the rest of the state. Who are some of the top programs, not in the mid state or even around the mid state, not in Wilco? Who are going to be some of the teams that you think have a really good chance to maybe win the duels?
All right, so you've got public school, you got private school, but in public school, even in Middle Tennessee, we've got some great programs like Blackman, Beach, Wilson Central is a great school. They've got a great wrestling program. So those are some of your top-tier public schools. But outside of Middle Tennessee, Cleveland, Arlington, out of Memphis. Boy, they're really tough. We wrestled them last week, and they're a really tough school. Bradley County. Those are some of your top programs. Rossview out of Clarksville's got a good program right now. And so there's a lot of diversity around the state. It's just not Middle Tennessee. It's not just Memphis. It's not just Chattanooga. But we're getting wrestling where it's pretty good all over the state.
Who would are Baylor and Father Ryan the favorites in the D2?
So Baylor is out of all schools, Baylor's ranked number two. Christian Brothers out of Memphis was ranked number one.
Wow.
Father Ryan is probably third right now in the D2. So that is going to be a barn burner as well out of those three schools. And Macaulay out of Chattanooga. So there's four right there in the mix of the Division II. It's going to be very interesting how that shakes out.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you joining us, man. Love talking wrestling with you, your enthusiasm. I think anybody, even the people that don't know you, they can tell you love the sport, brother. And I appreciate you joining us. We'll talk soon, maybe when we get into dual tournament time and individual tournament time. But good luck the rest of the season.
You.
Good luck Tuesday night, bro.
Thanks for letting us talk about wrestling. Appreciate you, Tate. See you later.
Yes, sir. Coach Damon Smith, Brentwood High Wrestling. He's right. If you're looking for something to do Tuesday night, over at Centennial High School, Centennial versus Page, Indy versus Brentwood. That's going to be two really good matches. So get out there and support them. They'll have two mats going on side by side. It'll be fun. And speaking of Coach Smith and Brentwood High School, they are part of the WCS Sports Conference. Walker Chevrolet is the official sponsor of the WCS Sports Conference. So Coach was brought to you by Walker Chevrolet, 3940 Carruthers Parkway, right off of 96 in Franklin. Best inventory of Chevrolets, new and used anywhere in the mid-state. Get out there and, everybody knows about Chevrolet. Suburbans, Z10s, they've got the best inventory. So, and they are the official supporter of the WCS Sports Conference. We'll be right back with Murphy Fair, the guru, on High School Sports Saturday, 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday. Penn Station East Coast Subs, four locations in the mid-state, two in the borough, Medical and Memorial. They've also got the Mount Juliet location and the Hermitage location. So when you're out and about, basketball, wrestling, whatever it is today, maybe not wrestling, we have to be on a strict diet, but maybe. Get in there and take the family to lunch, dinner. You will not be disappointed. Every sandwich freshly grilled to order. They've got the fresh cut fries, fresh squeezed lemonade, and they have the fresh baked cookies. So you get the theme there, everything fresh. Also, the proud sponsor of the Penn Station East Coast Subs Athlete of the Year Scholarship. Having that again this year, you can go to psathlete.com to nominate that deserving young male or female athlete. We've got the guru, Murphy Fair, on the line. Coach, good morning.
Coach Tate, how you doing? I started to say Tater again. Tate, how you doing?
That's all right. All good. That's what my dad calls me. So, not my mom. My mom doesn't call me that, but my dad does. So.
I'm sure that's the case.
Murphy, what's going on in high school football, man? I feel like we always see some changes this time of year, but nearly 50 changes this year. Maybe I just don't remember it, but it sure seems like a lot and a lot early this year.
Well, I'll agree with the early part, not necessarily the lot part. This will be the ninth year that I have been tracking this kind of thing because it seems to just keep escalating every year. And in those eight previous years, there have been no fewer than 50 coaching changes among 340 schools. And twice that number has hit 75. But I don't know, like you said, I don't know that we've had 47 and it's barely halfway through January. I think a lot of it has to do with, I don't necessarily mean this in a derogatory manner, but I know this millennial generation, I call it the instant gratification generation, kind of spreads to the older folks too. And I'm sure your dad would agree with this, and we're seeing it at the college level a lot. They expect a new coach to come in and turn a program around in a year and a half, 2 years, and that just doesn't happen. But when it doesn't happen, they want to get rid of the coach. And that starts a domino effect because you mentioned Rick Rice being your next coach. You know, he's now the new head coach at Rockvale in Rutherford County, so now they got to find somebody at Wayne County. If that's replaced by a guy who's a head coach, then that school is looking for a head coach, and it just goes on and on.
By the way, we're going to have him on next. I know you know that, but I want to give Coach Luker, who's now, I guess, Mr. Luker, the principal, a lot of credit on that, man. He took his time. He didn't worry about a splash hire. Not that Coach Rice isn't, but, you know, coming from single-A football, and I think it was a great hire. I think he did it the right way, and if I was a principal, I'd probably, next time I have a coaching search, I would talk to him because he didn't get caught up in a box of what he had to have. He went out and took his time, found the best football coach he could get, and I think he did.
Yeah, that's true. The odd thing about that, early on in that process, they thought that Rockvale was going to be a 5A school, and they ended up scheduling 10 opponents. They had their 5A schedule set, and then all of a sudden they got to looking at numbers and realized, hey, we're not going to be a 5A school. We're going to be a 6A school. And they had to start that scheduling process all over again. But they're jumping in with the big boys. They're going to be in there with Blackman, Riverdale, Oakland. It's going to be a tough fight, but I think Rick's up to it. He started a new program at Perry County. You know, left Wayne County, went over there for a few years and came back, but took Perry County to the playoffs a couple of times. So he knows what starting a new one's all about.
No doubt. He can coach. Hey, I wanted to ask you, you know, we talk a lot about mid-state here, but sometimes the state, this Kane Ballard retired or resigned, whatever, from Greenville this past week. And, you know, obviously I knew that he was very successful, and you watch, or at least I did, up in Cookeville, his teams play. Well-oiled machine. It didn't take a football expert to realize this guy is something special. What a program he ran. But I got to looking at his record. I did not know this. So anyways, he stepped down. In 10 years, he was 119-15. Now, I don't remember Greenville. This isn't like he took over Merrillville or Alco or Bruntwood Academy, teams that have always won. Maybe they did. But 119-15 in 10 years. Made 5 4A state championships, won 4 of them, won 73. So I'm sitting there thinking, well, he only lost 15 games in 10 years. Most of those had to be in the playoffs, right? He won 73 straight, or his, let me rephrase that, his teams won 73 straight region games dating back to 2007. You look at the Rankins, you look at the Creases, the Ingles, the Quarles, those winning percentages, this is right up there with them, maybe the most impressive of all of them.
You know, it's an interesting program. Long before Kane went to Greenville, back during the 3 classification era, and then when we went to, 5 classes, Greenville always played up they used to be a 2A school 25 years ago, and they were playing 3A football. It's always been a big deal. Greenville's also where Tusculum College is. But Kane has done an incredible job. But in so doing, he has put almost 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, into that effort. I started hearing rumblings about a month or 6 weeks ago that he might be hanging up his whistle. And his son is an incredible athlete. He's obviously his son, but he's certainly got an awful lot to brag about. And I think Kane just wants to maybe step back a little bit and enjoy being a dad instead of a coach. His son's going to West Point. And I know he looks forward to going to the state of New York and watching some college football over the next few years. And just an incredible young man, already has his pilot's license, carries a outstanding GPA, taking accelerated courses. And I think he just wants to be a dad and a husband now for a while.
That's pretty cool. I can respect that. I don't know him, but the coaches around here that know him, they all, you can tell he's really good, man, because they all,
he's the real deal.
Yeah.
One other particular coaching change I wanted to talk about was the one of Matt McConnell leaving Waverly to go to Martin Westview. And again, that's a little bit outside your coverage area, but I know the people in Martin have got to be extremely impressed. It just so happens. And you know, if you follow Waverly football, you know that Matt likes to throw the football. They run that spread offense to perfection. And he's going to Westview High School, where the quarterback is a young man named Ty Simpson, whose father just happens to be the head football coach at UT Martin. And Ty, before he even started his freshman year in high school, had more than six college offers to play quarterback at the Power 5 level.
One of them was Michigan, wasn't it?
It was. Four SEC schools, including Vanderbilt, have made offers to this young man. And he's only completed his freshman year. So I know Matt's got to be extremely excited about having a signal caller that's already 6'1", about 180 pounds or so, to run his offense. I think he'll turn that program really, really fast. And folks in West Tennessee, I was there yesterday and day before, and that was the talk all over the place. People are starting to say, well, we better get ready for Westview.
You know, without a doubt, it's going to – as you followed that thing, they had some really they talked to a lot of really good people. They had a lot of good candidates and people interested in it, and they got a good one. You're right. Matt can just go back and look at the stats that Stanfield and Bradley and them have had since he's been there. So – you're right. I think he'll be very successful there. That's a good job, too. It's a place that people around here maybe not know as much because it's in West Tennessee, but they take it serious. They'll support it, and he'll do well.
Absolutely. Nice little college town that a lot of people are starting to keep their eye on, for sure.
So we have some ex-NFL quarterbacks that are head coaches in the mid-state, Engel Martin being one of them. Lipscomb Academy hired the number six pick in whatever draft that was. Trent Dilfer named as the head coach at Lipscomb Academy yesterday. Obviously, he was the Super Bowl winning quarterback with the Ravens. That one catch you off guard?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, everybody else. Nobody saw. Although I think Lipscomb probably did make that somewhat of a national search. You know, they've been forced to go into Division II. And they're going to be playing now in the same league these next couple of years anyway, with Brentwood Academy and MBA and Emsworth, and the list goes on and on. So I think they've decided to, they've always kind of been more on the public side than the private side, even though they were considered a private school. They have, during the Glenn McAdams era, Glenn never went out and looked for a kid to play football for him. He just played the hand he was dealt and did pretty good at it. But I think now that they're in that league that they are, they're stepping up their athletic program. They've got a great facility in the McAdams Athletic Center out there. And don't be surprised if you don't see some other names, other kids wearing a Lipscomb Academy football uniform in the next year or two that have been making noise at other schools. I just kind of expect that coming. The Dilfer thing was a little bit of a surprise, but as I understand it, he has a daughter in high school who's already accepted an athletic offer at Lipscomb University. I think she's only a junior right now, but nonetheless, I think Trent just decided, hey, I can go up there and coach football and keep watching my daughter play whatever sport it is. I think it's maybe soccer or volleyball, but
it's volleyball. Anyway, it's volleyball.
Yeah, I think that was kind of a no-brainer on his part when that opportunity came up.
Well, it's going to be neat. He no doubt. I watched his press conference. He's going to have energy, you know, it's his first coaching job, so it'll be fun to watch him. There's definitely going to be. I don't care. It could be Peyton Manning. There's going to be a learning curve, and he's going to do well, but he's also going to find out that. And I don't think he doesn't think this. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's going to be neat. But there's some pretty good coaches in that D2 as well. So it'll be fun. It's good for Middle Tennessee football, for Lipscomb Academy and Good Pasture and them to be good, right? You know, it makes that league better. It makes them. It's just like the SEC. It's not good for Florida or Alabama to be down. So it's going to be exciting. I thought that was pretty neat that they hired him, and I think it's pretty neat that he took the job.
Well, a lot of these coaching changes that we see on this list of 47 already, and like I said, this may surpass the record of 75 that I've seen twice in the last 8 years. But some of these higher profile changes like that, and I think there's going to be some more before it's all said and done. It's great for high school football because it refocuses on the level that a lot of people forget. And you know as well as I do, 98% of those kids that are playing high school football, this is going to wind it up for them. But they're sweating bullets just like the SEC players and the NFL players are. And it's great that they're getting the kind of coverage they get because of my magazine, because of your show and similar shows across the state. It's neat to watch those kids learn life lessons through the game of football.
Hey, Murphy, thank you. I should have known better, so we'll come back and do it, you and I together.
We overshot, didn't we?
Yeah, we're not a one-segment duo, but I do want to come back maybe in a week or so, and let's talk about this playoff attendance down. I want to get your take on it. I got my take. And anyways, hey, real quick, 5 seconds. Greenville, is that an inside hire, or do they go outside?
I think it's outside. That's a pretty high-profile program.
All right, brother. Have a great day. Talk soon.
You too, Tate. Thank you, buddy.
Murphy Fair, the guru. Terminix, it's 2019. You got to start getting those free inspections scheduled, so you need to know which ones they are. There's mosquito, there's termite, and there's also the crawl space. You should already have the crawl space done, but you can do it now. If you hear this show, if you hear this station, Terminix is in your service area. Robert Boyer and the crew in the Cool Springs area, I know them. They are first class all the way. Attention to detail like no other. So, if you need any of those inspections when the time comes, the inspection's free. If you don't need any work done, you're out nothing. If you do, you'll be glad you called them. So, 800 Terminix, not in my house. Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday. We've got the first ever head football coach of the Rockville Rockets on the line, Coach Ricky Rice. Coach, good morning.
Hey, Tate, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, brother. You're not busy right now, are you?
Oh, no, sir. Well, it's about the only time I haven't been busy, Tate. So, but anyway, I'm just sitting here kind of relaxing right now.
Well, let's talk about your new job. Rockville High School will be the new high school in Rutherford County. It opens in August of this year. And obviously, you've been named the first head football coach in school history. I guess the first coach, right? They named you first, didn't they?
Yes, sir, they did.
So the first coach in Rockville history. It's going to be an exciting time. 6A, we're going straight into 6A football. But let's talk a little bit about it. You've been at Wayne County for the last 20-something years, won a state championship there, had a lot of success there, and I know a place that was very near and dear to your heart. Okay, at this point in your career, what was it about the Rockville job and starting this new school that intrigued you and made you accept this job?
Well, I think, you know, anytime you look at other opportunities, Tate, I mean, I think the timing was just right, and it was just, I was looking for another opportunity, another challenge. You know, I had my three boys that come through and at Wayne County, and so fortunate to be able to coach them growing up, and you know, impressive. My last son graduated 2 years ago. He's at Murray State now. So, in the state, 2 more years after he graduated. And I don't know. I had other opportunities, Tate, and didn't pursue them because I didn't feel like it was the right thing to do. But I felt like, you know, this was the right time to make a move and try to, you know, try to do something a little different. And it's all about the challenge and being able to put your stamp on a new program was very intriguing too. And so went up and interviewed with Coach Luker and just so grateful to have the opportunity to be the first coach at Rockville High School. So it's a kind of a neat thing. It's kind of nerve wracking thing sometimes, I admit, but it's kind of a neat thing to be able to do that. And I'm just so excited about the opportunity.
Coach, a guy that's coached as long as you have had and had the success that you've had, obviously you adapt, right? And there's times, yes, when you have to do different things. So a lot of your success has been based on the split back veer, but you've also, you know how to run other things as well. So I know you don't even know who your kids are yet. You don't have your staff yet, but for the listeners and especially the Rockville faithful or soon to be faithful, what can we expect a Ricky Rice Rockville Rocket football team to look like?
Well, I mean, the things I've had in the past at Wayne County, we're going to have kids that are going to play very, very hard. That's something I will demand, and it's something I think that, you know, every coach wants from their kids. And my kids and my teams, for the most part, have been, you know, very, very disciplined. I felt like when teams see you on Friday night, I feel like they can look at a team and say, man, this team is well coached. And that's probably the ultimate compliment you can get, you know, from other coaches, saying that your kids are well coached and also that they're disciplined on the field. So, going to play very, very hard. And, you know, we're going to, you know, I don't want to play hard every snap, which, you know, that's what every coach wants to do. But, you know, maybe from an offense and defense standpoint, offense, we've gotten a lot through the RPO stuff. And I had a really good offensive coordinator. He and I worked together at Wayne County, Coach Cruz, and he did a lot of that stuff. And that's what we've done basically the last 4 years. And we've had a lot of success off of that. And so, we still got under center, still did split back stuff. And so, but, you know, I've adapted, I guess you could say, and an old school guy like me, and it really wasn't that hard not to adapt. I think you've got to do that, you know, and I felt like it was best for kids on that side of the ball to do the things that we're doing now. So we're going to run the football, which everybody wants to do. And if we need to throw it, we'll throw it a bunch too, Tate. So, I'm not going to be stubborn. I'm going to do what's best for our players and what's best for our team and what's best, you know, for us to win on Friday night. And in defense, we're just going to fly around. I think I've got some good defensive coaches going to come with me, and their philosophy is just like mine, and we're going to fly around and, you know, make plays on defense and create turnovers. So, and I'm also a big, big special teams guy. That's what I enjoy coaching, that part of the ball so much. And we'll be really good on that side too, or attempt to be good, and we'll spend time on it. Now, I know a lot of coaches don't spend a lot of time on special teams, but we will do that. And so I just look forward to it. Look forward to coaching all phases of the game. I look forward to getting a coaching staff. But most importantly, Tate, I look forward to getting my eyes on my players. And we finally got the zone issue settled, and we'll be knowing here maybe in a month or two, you know, exactly. Maybe I can get my eyes on those kids and meet them and have a meeting and talk to them.
So how many starting next year? What kind of kids will be in your building? Will they be freshmen, sophomore, junior, and seniors? Just freshmen, sophomore, juniors? What's the enrollment going to look like?
I think Coach Luker said our enrollment's going to be right at 1,600. I think the school is built for 2,200 or 2,300, but. You know, we're going to have freshmen, sophomores, and juniors, and in the zone we got the kids from. We got some kids from Eagleville, got kids from Riverdale, and we got kids from Blackman. So we're looking at right now at 1,600 kids. And you know, they grandfathered the seniors, and so, you know, the seniors can go to those schools if they want to, because they're grandfathered. And if they don't want to, and they're zoned for Rockville, they can go to Rockville High School. So that's kind of what we stand right now, and I just want I don't want to get to where I can talk to my kids, and we don't know what, when we can do that from a legal standpoint. We want to do everything right, and that's one thing about me. I'm going to do what's right, and I'm not going to not do that. So that's the big thing. So I think it's 1,100 from Riverdale, around 500 from Blackman, and maybe 100 and 120 from Eagleville, something like that. So, you know, 1,600 to 1,700 kids what we're looking at when we start classes in August.
Well, Coach, it's going to be fun. Like you said, you want to see your kids.
Yeah,
you're putting the staff together. And here's the cool thing. Football's football. What's going to be neat, it's going to be a different challenge for you. You know, obviously, at Wayne County, you don't have to have a 14, 15-person staff. Here in 6A ball, you are. So that's going to be fun. Man, we're excited for you. Again, I just told Murphy, I want to commend Mr. Luker. I think he took his time. I don't think he painted himself in a box of what he wanted or what he thought he had to have, and he took his time, and I think he got it right, man. So congratulations.
Well,
I know it's going to be fun.
I appreciate it. I appreciate Coach Luker and Mr. Spurlock giving me a grateful opportunity, and I'm so excited, Tate. I really am. I guess you can tell that, and I'm just ready to get to work.
Well, I can't wait. In about 3 months, we'll have you back, and we'll talk spring, the first ever spring ball. It's going to be awesome.
Yes, sir, will be. Thank you, Tate. Appreciate it.
Okay, Coach Rick Rice, the first ever coach in Rockville High School history, obviously the first head football coach. So it's going to be fun. He's going to do a good job. It looks like he's putting a really good staff together as well. So going to be fun. They're jumping in there with the big dogs, but that's the way they wanted it. So congratulations to him and to Rockville. Mandu, New Year's resolution. You looking to get in shape? You don't have time like the rest of us. What if I told you could get a 15-minute workout in, and that's the equivalent of 6 to 8 hours of weight training in the gym? I know it sounds crazy. It's true. Mandu, MANDUU.com, been doing it. The coach has been doing it. You wouldn't believe how ripped the coach is right now. 65% muscle penetration is all you can get when you're working out on your own. 95% muscle penetration with Mandu. It's for everybody, low impact, all fitness levels, 18 years and over. So go to Mandu.com. Let them know you heard it on here on the coach's show. You'll get the 15-session package for the 30 and save $300. That's it for today. Talk to you next week. Up next, Forklift System Sports Saturday with the coach. Be safe out there and have a great weekend.